You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Underway, that is the question at 800-636-1067. We are taking your calls. I'm going with Josh Doctson. Danny is going with Preston Smith. Let's give our runner-up. And it's got to be on the other side of the ball because I went O, you went D. So my player on defense with the most to prove is Bashaud Breeland. Contract year. I'm willing to pay you like an upper echelon corner. I've long thought with your length, your physicality, with your ball skills, you're going to be a standout in this league. I think there are Pro Bowls in Breeland's future. I want to keep my own. I drafted him in the fourth round. I want to make good on that selection. He's going to be a long-term Redskin. But he played poorly last year. He was clearly dejected after they signed Josh Norman. He didn't think he was a number two. He took poorly to that. And I think it led to some bad habits in the offseason. He had a great training camp and a good preseason that didn't carry over. Then he got into a funk. He gave up the two touchdowns against Pittsburgh in week one. He just wasn't the same guy as I expect him to be. So, Bashaud Breeland, I expect more from you. I need a bounce back and a renaissance before I pay you this offseason. I'm putting you in my category as the player with the most to prove.
Doctson would be my offensive answer, but you took him, so I'll take another guy. I think it's Rob Kelly. I think if the organization has, you know, Jay Gruden, every time he talks about him, sounds like he's cutting a wrestling promo. He's in love with Kelly, Rob. He's all about that Rob Kelly life. I heard about the slim down, the best shape of my life, no longer fat Rob, blah, 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 blah. We will see. Jay Gruden's never had a good running game. If he does, this is a pretty good season.
And a coach has never sounded more excited about a player who's just the guy. As Gruden did at the Combine this year, you said he was cutting a promo. I prefer to refer to it as me looking at a piece of chocolate cake. Rob Kelly, man. That Rob Kelly. I mean, it sounded like he was mid-pleasure as he was talking about Rob Kelly. He's like, Rob Kelly, brother. That Rob Kelly, man. I really love that Rob Kelly.
Like he couldn't help himself.
It was the funniest thing of the offseason. Let's go to James in Fairfax. Hey, James.
James.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man?
All right, so I got two for you. I got one on defense, one on offense. Defense, Danny kind of took my shine before you guys went on break. Sua Cravens. You know, like you say, switching to a new role. They're going to see what he can do away from the line. You know, I hope good things for him, but I'm a little nervous. Offense, Kirk Cousins. You know, I mean, it's whether he's coming back here or he's playing for a big contract somewhere else.
There's something to that, by the way.
It's actually a good answer. I didn't think about him because he's played well the last couple years, and I'm looking at guys who are either new or haven't played well or that you need more out of. But you're making $24 million, and heavy lies the crown. You're the starting quarterback.
There's pressure there.
You're getting paid top five money at a position where, you know, you're between the ninth and the 13th best guy. Every throw, there's going to be that referendum. There are fans in this fan base that'll never like you. So, yeah, there's going to be pressure on Cousins, as we documented when he was on our show last week. Let's go to George in Manassas. What's up, George?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, bud?
So this is what I got for both sides of the ball as well. I agree with the last caller, defensively, Sua Cravens. You know, he wants to play in his position that he wants, so now prove yourself that you're capable of playing in that position. On offensively, you got to go with Josh Doctson. He was our first-round pick last year. I think he's got a lot to prove. I think he could be our deep threat, jump ball situation. So I'm going to go with Josh Doctson on that end.
I wonder, though, George, what this coaching staff thinks about Josh Doctson. Like, I wonder behind the scenes what a guy like Jay Gruden would think about Doctson right now, because all he cares about is availability, and he wants you on the field. Maurice Harris can play and has played hard. They've been using a lot of Ryan Grant, which I'll never understand, at practices with the first team. So I wonder what the coaching staff thinks of him.
I agree. I think that we're going to use the time in the preseason training camp, but from what I've seen and what I've heard so far, that Josh Doctson has been doing a good job. But again, we got him to get that role, to play in that role, just in case Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson left, which he did. So hopefully we see a lot out of him this season.
I agree. Smart call. Let's go to Casey in Stone Ridge. What's up, Casey?
What's up, Casey?
Hey, guys, doing?
What's up, man?
So I hate to say it for the third time, but I got a different reason. I'm going to say Breeland because I spent a majority of the spring making music with him. I made a recording studio in his house, produced music for him, and he's trying to do this whole rap thing. So if you read between the lines and some of the things that Josh Norman said, when they're like, he's essentially saying he needs to decide who he is. Is he a cornerback? Is he a rapper?
Is he
an entertainer?
Yeah.
Is he Yeah. He spends a lot of time doing that. And I can say because I was right next to him the whole time.
So wait, so you were in Ashburn with him as he was doing that? Like, when was that?
Yeah, I built the studio for him in his house.
Okay, but how, I mean, in his off season, like, he could still be training in the morning and the evening and spending a few hours.
100%. He was all about it. Like, he still is 100% training for football. I'm not trying to take anything away from that.
Right.
But like a lot of people that tend to spread themselves too thin because they like a lot of things, I just fear that he needs to, you know, really, really buckle down. And I think, interestingly enough, I got to meet DJ Swanger when he came, like, the night before the first training. And he seems to be the glue that secondary really needs. And then you hear it from the coaches and stuff, but I saw it firsthand. Like, DJ's talking about, we got to go to dinner. We got to do these songs together. We got to do fun stuff, like, become friends.
Yeah, well, they got another guy like that in D. Hall, but he's a very popular player, speaking of Swanger, in that room, namely with Norman, who was his high school teammate. So it seems like they've hit the ground sprinting as a core together. We're getting some great answers, by the way. Pat on the back and an attaboy for
kudos,
our callers, because these are kind of around the horn here at different positions, different names. 800-636-1067. Here's a thought-provoking answer. Mike and McLean, go ahead.
Hey, boys. How are we doing? Grant and Dave.
Hey,
oh,
Miguel.
Grant and Dave, how are you on the day I'm going to say Danny's name wrong day?
Look, off the beaten path here. We thought we were set at kicker two seasons ago, and Hopkins was just a little bit off last year. And, you know, take us back to the game in London. We might be in the playoffs, and we're having a different narrative in the offseason. Just wasn't the consistency that we needed last year.
Well, how about the Cowboys game?
Totally right.
On a carpet in Dallas, and I know he's kicking into the sun, but
that Sunfield thing.
Missed a big kick in the first half in a close one-possession game. The Detroit game, he missed, I think it was a 46-yarder, which indoors on a carpet with his leg is as close to a chip shot as a mid-40s kick can be. That's a game that the Redskins ended up losing on the final possession. I like Dustin Hopkins.
Me too.
I will be upset if he's not on the roster all season long. I think he is a very good young kicker. Take that and write that in pen, and now listen to this. He needs to be better this year. 34 of 42, 8 misses last year, 81%. They had an accurate kicker they got rid of to bring him in here because he had a much stronger leg, but they can't afford to have a guy that misses kicks in overtime from 33 yards and they don't get wins. They're not good enough to have that luxury.
No, I can live with 81% because four of those misses are from 50-plus.
True.
Those are not
gimmies.
The ones I cannot—
But the Bengals miss, the Lions miss, the Cowboys miss. In close games, you've got to have a kicker who's going to hit that 33-yarder in overtime.
The ones I cannot have are when we're already disappointed because we didn't get a touchdown. We've got a chip shot field goal. Those cannot miss. I cannot have those. I can live with 47 yarders occasionally pushing wide right or hooking a little bit because you got to really drive the ball through the whatever. I don't care. The chip shot field goals being missed, I will just never be okay. I would cut guys instantaneously.
Yeah, I would not, and that's crazy talk, but you're a little bit of a crazy person.
I'm a crazy person. I cannot handle 33-yard missed field goals.
AD in Sterling. Hello, AD.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
Good.
Well, good. I was on hold. I wasn't going to say Josh Norman. Then I was going to do a wacky and say Dustin Hopkins, but everybody has taken my guy. So I'm going to go with the guy that needs to prove something is going to be Jay Gruden. I think with him, you know, now going to be calling the plays, you know, with him bringing in his second defensive quarter, actually his third, and you got Kirk Cousins here on a one-year deal, basically. I think he's got to prove that he can win it and take Kirk Cousins somewhere, that he can handle the play-calling duties, and he can still run this team and bring it to a winning record. He goes a losing season, and he even with the extension, he could be on the hot seat.
I don't think he'll be on the hot seat. That said, I'm a rational person, and the owner and the president here are not.
Right.
Luckily, he's the president's guy, but the president's going to do whatever he has to do to keep his job and to stay in the good graces of the owner, and if that means turning on Jay at some point, Bruce would do it in a heartbeat.
He's just given extra authority. It has an increased role in the organization. That's a good call.
I actually think it's a good call because the last time he had to do all of this, at the same time, he struggled to the point where he brought in Bill Callahan, he handed the play-calling duties to McVay, and they brought in Matt Kavanaugh to coach quarterbacks. He realized it was too much, and now he's taking a lot more back on his plate. You'd think he's more prepared to handle it now, several semesters into college as a student. But while this isn't his first semester on campus, still a lot to ask of a coach. Adam's in Rockville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey guys. I'm going to go off the beaten path here a little bit, too. I'm going to say Jonathan Allen. And not necessarily – I know he's a rookie, but listen, the fact of the matter is he was a first-round pick, and he fell. So he was supposed to be a top five, top three pick. And so I think he's got a little bit to prove now as to, you know, the doubters and trying to make people, you know, second guess their decisions to pass on him.
Good call. Thank you. Our listeners making me proud. Yesterday we had a nuanced, legitimate, late July baseball conversation about lineup construction.
We did 40 minutes on it ultimately, didn't we?
It was great. It was great. And Chris Lingbach, who you know as Blue Shorts, wrote it up on thefandc.com if you want to read about it.
Yep.
That doesn't happen in this town. That's a baseball town kind of thing. And by the way, there's not another radio show in town that would do that. But we did yesterday. Now we're breaking down the Redskins with you, and you're hopping all over the place with different players on the depth chart.
It's well thought out.
You guys are showing me something right now.
I like the shaking the tail when you walk.
Real sports talk stuff we're doing here in the nation's capital. Gio Gonzalez of the Nationals is next. Send a text. Tell a friend. There aren't many players in town better on the air than Gio. We love having him on. He joins us in moments on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.